We will start off this morning's show with a special guest on the telephone this morning, and that is our representative in Hartford, representing the 64th District, Maria Horn. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning, Marshall. Nice to be with you.
Good morning. I received last night, early in the evening, as a matter of fact, a release from your campaign entitled Dirty Politics Comes to the Northwest Corner Community Facebook Page Permits False Attack on Elected Official. I went on to read it. After I read it and after I contacted a few other people who had basically posted on Facebook bringing up something like this over the past couple of weeks, I decided to call you last night and speak about this morning. I have been around here and actively covering elections since when Del Eads was our representative. Ed Del Eads had many a tough fight, especially against Dan Dwyer. And I've seen all the other elections for 64th District. I mean, and from what you write here and from what you've experienced, I am pretty amazed at what you saw and what eventually, through a link which you supplied me, that I saw was posted about you on the Northwest Corner chatter page. So what's going to your complaint and your view of really what's happening?
So this has been going on for a long time. Obviously, I'm very aware that, you know, Northwest Corner chatter is founded by my opponent. It's not particularly friendly to me, and I'm used to taking criticism of it, but we reached a tipping point in the last couple of weeks. And so for background, you know, during the storm in particular, we were posting, you know, we were all trying to help people and posting a lot of information on a, you know, nearly constant basis. And I was getting a lot of critical comments on Northwest chatter. Where's Maria? How come she doesn't post? Why isn't she doing anything? And, you know, clearly people were seeing, and it wasn't just the usual suspects. It was people who were really looking for information and not finding anything from me. And that was frustrating. And then we noticed that, you know, some of my posts would go up. Others would seemingly either never get approved or disappear really quickly, including very benign posts, like, you know, after the storm, one about Lime Rock Park and the parade, which has a really personal significance for me. Nobody could find it. So, you know, I was definitely not getting a fuller picture. I also couldn't, I can never see Brian Oler's comments on there. He hides his comments from me. So this yesterday, I was out door knocking and two things happened. One, I ran into a guy who said, you know, the things they're saying about you are even worse than you think. They are, you know, accusing you of having an affair. They are accusing, they're bringing your kids into it by claiming that they're out confirming that you're committing all these crimes. And so I came home and two things. Yeah, one was this guy told me that. And then another, there was another person whose door I knocked on who had told a phone banker, she'd been supportive in the past. She was a local Democrat and said to this phone banker, you know, I like Maria, but given some comments I've seen on social media, I just have some concerns about her honesty. And, you know, that's a red flag. You can criticize me for all kinds of votes and positions and we can have a robust argument, but my honesty, I mean, that is important to me. So that really kind of triggered finding this particular comment and then a whole thread, which is, you know, questioning the election integrity, you know, my all kinds, accusing me of all kinds of crimes. And that really was the tipping point for me.
I was kind of, I did not, in our reporting, I did not mention what people said. I did not, but I saw the link and I went to the link and I posted a story on it on my personal page and this morning on the station Facebook page. And I do have to say that Judy Jacobs right away got back to me last night and she took down that whole thread that you're talking about. So people aren't going to be able to see it now, but I can tell you in that whole thread, there were accusations of an affair. There were accusations of stealing. There were accusations that your children were aware that you told them to go out and steal signs. I mean, there were just accusations, and people, even when they made that accusation, said, well, we don't know if they're true. Now, the whole thing is once something like that is put up, moderators are meant to take it down. You just cannot post that unfounded stories like that. It's just, you just can't, not what's meant to be on a community page. If you've got a personal page, you want to do that, risk running the liability, that's fine. So I won. I was glad that Judy Jacobs responded to me and took down that whole string because it was I'll be honest with you, it was horrible. It was one of the lowest forms that I've ever seen, and I'm surprised that. And I also put in my story, Brian, you can put an end to this now, and he can. I mean, he founded that page. He participates by putting his press releases on that page. He is a moderator on that page, along with other people. Those posts should have come down right away. So obviously, you shouldn't have to ask and then be rejected and then have someone who's not even involved but is just in the news media then talk about it and then have the post come down. I mean, that this is a reflection on what never used to happen around here, but now with national elections, it's filtered down to the local level where people's reality is what they say.
Yeah, we'd like to think that we have a better tenor of conversation here, but it really has degraded. I mean, and I saw that Judy had responded to you and taken the post down, and I'm glad for that.
You know,
but you know, this isn't an isolated circumstance, and there's no way. You know, it did its job. It just, you know, to put a comment out there, or comments, a whole thread of comments, and then leave them out there for days and then just remove them. I mean, they've done their work.
Well, so, that's the whole thing, that you're absolutely right. And you make a point in your press release that if, quote, if this were a personal Facebook page or a campaign page, none of this would be surprising or even interesting. But for a page that holds itself out as a public forum and community gathering spot, as this page does, and that is Northwest Community Chatter, these tactics are deceitful. People who come to that page may not know that they're being presented a view of the community through a deliberately distorted political lens. Those are strong words, but with what happened, they're very accurate words.
They are, and you know, just this morning I reached out to some people who I knew had been banned because I wanted to confirm their experiences before I got ahead of myself, and I wanted to make sure that what I'd seen posted was accurate. And one of them reached out to me earlier this morning with a whole thread that they'd had with the moderator about their shock at having found themselves to be banned, including, you know, a moderator who got back to him. It's his page, meaning Brian Oler, and he can do with it what he wants. So it's not a community page. It's not an open forum. It needs to be in deference to Judy and the other moderators, there is no way for them to wrestle this conversation back into to respectful discourse and remove all insulting comments to me. It's just like, that's all they would. I can't do that, certainly. That would be the only thing I would do, and I think it would be hard for them. So there should just be clarity about what the nature of the page is.
So has this surprised you?
The lowness of this, yes. I was used to, I mean, as I said, a lot of this has been going on since I decided to run, and I was used to a certain level of, you know, when you post something, you're going to draw heat on Northwest Chatter, and it's not always fun, but it's part of running for office. But this is just the depth of this and the utter silence from you know, the people who, you know, Brian and his supporters who control the page, that just to allow this kind of thing to just sit there for days is really disappointing. I made a lot of comments in 2018 about how proud I was about having a campaign that was really largely free of this kind of thing and was respectful. And I guess that's been left behind.
Now, have you taken those comments and have you filed a complaint with Facebook about the page?
I haven't done anything about it yet. It's a good point. I'm not sure. I'm not really hopeful that Facebook is going to resolve any of this for me, and honestly, it's not really what I want to focus my time on. I am proud that I am running a positive campaign, and I'm going to keep doing that, and I'd like to focus on that for the next, you know, we don't have much time left, so.
All right, well, like I said, I was shocked when I saw it. I've known Brian a long time, and I've known him now in his two runs against you and before that, and I was equally as shocked, and that's why I put in my response up on Facebook, Brian, you can stop this in a heartbeat, and he can, just by telling his supporters to knock it off and not putting anything right now political up on that page. We'll see what happens, though. Maria, thank you for bringing this to our attention. I really appreciate it, and you know what? I've had signs stolen from my property. They're not even political signs. it is something that we all have to live with, unfortunately. But we don't have to live with false accusations. And that's why we have courts, and that's why we have lawyers. And people have got to watch their boundaries, because just because you post it on Facebook doesn't mean that you can get away with it.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Marshall. I appreciate your help here.
All right, Maria, good luck.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Take care. Maria Horn, our representative, and it is a growing problem, and it is now struck locally in our politics. Just shouldn't be. People should not be able to put up out-and-out lies and have them stay up there for days and days and days. They should come down immediately. Our thanks to Maria Horn for joining us this morning.